Movies at the Mill Easton is a film festival created to aid in the development of the city of Easton with the support of Easton's Mayor Sal Panto, the direction of filmmaker Gershon Hinkson, and the commitment of its countless volunteers and sponsors. This annual festival has become a beacon for culture and a provider of positive change in the city. This year's Movies at the Mill Easton will take place at the State Theater this Saturday evening, September 26th, starting at 5 p.m. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Originally produced as a one-off to allow developers to see the potential of the Simon Silk Mill site, Movies at the Mill Easton has grown from a local event to one that boasts an international slate of short films. Playing host to approximately 2,000 attendees each year, the festival has further expanded to offer a seminar series led by notable Hollywood filmmakers. Gershon Hinkson is Movies at the Mill Easton's festival director.
Movies at the Mill actually is only one day, but the plan is to ultimately make it a week-long event. But baby steps would have us make it a weekend-long event first. Just monitoring the amount of submissions, as well as the quality of submissions, has us carefully planning this weekend-long thing. Out of 100 films that get submitted to us, maybe 6 or 7 of them are highly produced. Maybe 4 of them are super engaging. But that leaves a lot of other films that are technically in need of help, or some that I just couldn't show to our audience because of the content. We're not a censoring festival, but at the same time, we wouldn't want to screen something that was offensive. We would save that for, say, maybe a special edition of Movies at the Mill. Yeah. The whole idea of Movies at the Mill Easton is to showcase beauty and the things that Easton has to offer. When we opened up, we were at the Simone Silk Mill, and that was an abandoned place in need of a developer. Even moving the needle further, like places that aren't in need of repair, but just in need of attention, like Humor Park. When we had our 2013 edition of Movies at the Mill, there were several people who admittedly hadn't been to the park since they were children. It was just a beautiful thing to see that people from Easton and the surrounding cities in the Lehigh Valley reminiscing about a beautiful time while having a beautiful time in the present. That vision for Movies at the Mill continues to grow, to actually be a part of a program that's working with the city to, in effect, instigate positive change. And then physically, every year you visit us, we have something different that's proof that we're keeping our word to our mission. The festival itself continues to grow in our offering. Continuing on the topic of growth, there are 3 things that I'd like to highlight. This year, for the first year, Movies at the Mill is offering what we call an audience award. So this year, for the first time, we're going to be handing out ballots to our guests. And as they watch the films, they'll be able to score it. The second thing is we've created a program called the Film Lab, where through the submission process, our organizers can identify a film or films that haven't reached their fullest potential. Now, the next new thing, we've engaged a wine vineyard this year, Franklin Hill Vineyards, and I had the pleasure of meeting their proprietor, Elaine. And the only thing that's equally as beautiful as this vineyard is the energy and the personality of this woman. She just had to be a part of Movies at the Mill this year.
Elaine Pavinsky is owner of Franklin Hill Vineyards, the oldest of the Lehigh Valley wineries. Franklin Hill Vineyards is a state-of-the-art winery in a spectacular setting. They're environmentally, socially conscious growers, producers, and marketers of wine.
I've been around 39 years, so I've been the first vineyard and winery in the Lehigh Valley. So look at Easton, the city. Oh my goodness, what a beautiful place where a lot of artists, restaurants are starting to grow, galleries are beginning to grow. I thought, now's the time I want to do this. I want to be a part of the growth, reinventing Easton. It's only going to get better, and I want to be part of it. I also want to show the community that I believe in them, and I believe in sharing my product. It's sustainable. It's grown, produced, and bottled here in the Lehigh Valley, and we're all supporting each other. So I couldn't be more happy, and I'm so honored and privileged that they invited me. And not only that, I'll bring some really good wines. This is my art. This is my easel here. I was part of the first planting of grapevines in the state of Pennsylvania, and it's grown beautifully. We're producing more than I could even imagine, and to be a part of Easton. In life, sometimes you work real hard to get ahead and people get to know you, that you forget sometimes the beauty and the art of things. Because the other day I was standing out in my vineyard as we're harvesting, and I miss those days. It's always when you own a business, you end up working about the insurances and payroll and employees and scheduling and social media and all that. That's all part of a business, and you don't get to see the beauty. And just sitting out here and looking at the grapes growing and know that I'm going to make the best fermented beverage for us all to enjoy. And it's good for you.
Elaine Pavinsky of Franklin Hill Vineyards. I also spoke with Gershon Hinkson, Festival Director for Movies at the Mill Easton. Movies at the Mill Easton is this Saturday, September 26th at 5 p.m. at the State Theater, 453 North Hampton Street in Easton. More information at moviesatthemill.com. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY.